It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. It's a big day in Wisconsin. Voters in that state are deciding whether or not to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker. Here in Michigan, however, Governor Rick Snyder is faring a bit better. Joining us to take a look at the GOP in Michigan is Bobby Shostak, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. So why do you think Governor Snyder isn't facing the kind of backlash Scott Walker is?
Well, they really have different styles. Governor Snyder, we're really lucky to have him. He's been doing a terrific job. You know, he took over a deficit. He took over some of the similar problems of other states, requiring new balanced budgets and tax reform and the rest. And he decided to approach this thing, I think, a piece at a time, very strategically, very thoughtfully. And as a result, he didn't make a direct, what was perceived to be a direct attack day one, and it's just a different approach. I think what Governor Walker did is he took his political capital and he used it, and it's at risk right now, obviously, but I think he's going to come out on top, and he's going to do the country a great service.
Some people in Wisconsin have accused Governor Walker of going too far in his policies. Do you think Governor Snyder has gone far enough here in Michigan?
Look, we're different states. We have different issues and different reasons to get there. So I think Governor Snyder's done it his way. He's reached out to the unions in some areas successfully, some areas maybe not so. There are people that are arguing both sides of that, you know, not far enough or maybe even too far. But I think that he's doing it the way that I think he feels to be, you know, appropriate, respectful, in a thoughtful, strategic manner.
Let's take a look at a few other issues in the state. There are a number of Republicans who are vying for incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow's seat. What do you think Republican voters want from those candidates?
Well, I think they're looking for better leadership in Washington all the way around. And Debbie Stabenow has been, you know, basically a rubber stamp for Obama's policies. And I think Michigan voters are looking for a more conservative senator, someone that will represent Michigan values and look at the things taking place in Lansing. They hope that next senator will see that and try to apply the same principles to Washington.
There have been a couple of controversies in recent months. Roy Schmidt switching to the Republican Party rather abruptly. Congressman Thaddeus McConnor's petition signature problems. Do you think these kinds of headlines hurt your party?
No. I think, Thaddeus' situation, there are two different situations. What happened with McConnor, was poor management, bad judgment, and, he's paid the price for that. The result is that his days, in the future are obviously limited to this term. He's choosing not to pursue it. It's very unfortunate. He put some stress on himself and the congressional district, but we will get a Republican elected there. As far as Roy Schmidt, I think he just had enough of the liberal policies that the Democrat caucus was trying to put forward, and he saw that he aligned better with the conservative values that the cut in spending, the tax reform, the deficit reduction, things that Michigan's Governor Snyder has put forward and that the House and Senate have been supportive of. So I think Roy made the right move, or we welcome him. We're thrilled to have him on board and caucusing with our Republicans, and he'll get reelected as a result.
Of course, the presidential race is in full swing right now. Do you know when we should expect to see Mitt Romney return to Michigan?
Well, I know he'll be here for some grassroots events and fundraising in the month of June. So I expect that we'll be hearing more about that and more specifics as the date, time, place. But look, it's his home state. He's very comfortable here. His family's here, his brother. So we expect that the Romney campaign will continue to make Michigan an important part of this presidential race, and we'll be front and center for the campaign. And we will deliver Michigan for him so that he gets that White House right through Michigan.
Bobby Shostak is chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Mr. Shostak, thanks for your time.
Thank you.